Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in, a couple things. First of all, we'd love if you'd leave a five-star review. Those reviews are really big to us. Also, go over and check out our sponsors. Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine in the market. So easy to set up, easy to use, will make your team better shooters. I can guarantee that. And not necessarily scorers, but the great thing is they've dealt with that problem. And now you have trainers there. You have things on the Dr. Dish. It will actually help you become a better scorer. So go over and check it out. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Right now, we got a quarterly membership. We're trying something new here. We think it's a great innovation for all of you. Maybe jump in for 3 months and kick the tires around. We believe in teachhoops.com so much that we have a 14-day free trial right now. No one else has that. No one else are you going to get their bat phone and be able to get on a call and help them through. So our roadmap is second to none, too. It will walk you through your basketball journey. So come over and check us out at teachhoops.com. Let's head off to the podcast.
If you are watching this, you can see I have sunglasses on. I am pre-recording this in sunny Florida. So if you there's the freshly squeezed orange juice I'm holding up. So if you're watching this on YouTube, which could be a possibility because I'm going to walk us through a couple things that I have on T-Tubes as far as the interview process. I will also put a lot of this stuff down in the show notes so you can go check it out. But anyway, getting back to what today's podcast is going to be about, I'm going to talk about the actual interview process. You know, once you figured out, okay, I want to become a head coach, how do I become a head coach? Next step is to get an interview. And there's a lot of big steps with that. There's a few things I'm going to talk about. I'm going to show you a few things in a second. And if you hear small little children walking around, if you hear... I see the sprinklers just went off the place we're staying. I apologize. That's doing this on location can kind of have that effect a little bit. But preparing for the interview. So when you are preparing for the interview, and I'll share this in the show notes, but there's some big things that you have to do. I would definitely send a copy of your coaching portfolio. So you should have thought through how you want to handle every specific step. That is super important. How do you want to handle off season? How do you want to handle your offense? How do you want to handle discipline? All those things. And I would make I'm in the T-Tubes community, we have a portfolio like that. The one that I used. you know, it can be anywhere from 10 pages to 45 pages. I know mine's pretty long. But, you know, send a copy of that maybe ahead of time. Worst case scenario is bring that with you. Why do you want to do that? You want to show the committee that you have thought through the process, that you're not just applying for this job, that you have thought through the process of, you know, here's how I want to get a job. Here's how I want my program to look in 5 years. Here's my long-term plan. So I would also research. Now, this is different. If you're applying for an AU job, you're applying for that. If you've got a portfolio, you're going to be a slam dunk. But if you're applying for a middle school job, a high school job, a college job like that, you definitely want to do that. You also want to research the community that you're going to. You know, who are their big rivals? Who do they have coming back? Their strengths and weaknesses. What is the role of the program in the community right now? So again, it depends if are you applying for an urban job or a rural job? Or are you applying for a small college job or a junior college job? So you're going to want to spend some time in that community. You're going to want to figure out exactly where this team fits into the community and where you want it to fit into the community. I think that is really important. Make sure you arrive early to the interview. When I've applied for jobs, I'm the other way. I make sure I have breakfast. If it's a 9 o'clock meeting, I'm there at 7 and I go have breakfast or do something beforehand. So you always want to prepare. We'll go through some things, but on T-Tubes, I have, I don't know, like 100 different interview questions. You want to be honest. You want to be truthful. You want to practice doing the interview before you arrive. You know, tape yourself, have several people watch it, have one of your friends read through the questions and you interview it. And then I would tape it. You know, we live in a world now, it's so easy to tape, that I would get a cell phone and I would just tape yourself doing that specific interview. And then you can go back and go, ooh, I don't like the way that I answered that. Hold on, I'm taking a drink for a second. Oh, my orange juice is not getting warm yet, but it's getting there. You know, if you're doing it in person, practice doing it in person with somebody, taping it, looking at it. If you're doing it via Skype or FaceTime or Zoom or something like that, make sure that you, I personally would try to do it via that technology. If not, at least make sure you are competent on that technology and good. I personally, if there's any way you can do it in person, I like in person better. I know when I applied for one of my jobs, I was out east and they wanted me to do it via Skype or something. And I flew back because I wanted to do it in person because I think my personality comes across better when I'm sitting 3 feet away. So that's the first thing. So professional attire, make sure you're dressed nicely. Have a sport coat, business dress, business suit. Dress, whatever, for a woman, make sure that you look nice. I mean, you're applying. Be courteous. Make sure that you have a follow-up. I usually send a thank you note within a couple days of that specific interview.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Just to make sure that, you know, that they know I'm serious, that they know that I really want this job. I think it's really important to do that. The follow-up is, you know, half of it. They say that in sales, it's not the initial connection. It's the follow-up and the follow-up to the follow-up. They can close it for you. I am going to put those kind of criteria in there. I'm going to share a couple other things with you. Interview questions, I think possible interview questions. I'm going to share this for the people that are watching on YouTube. So there's a couple things. I have I have actual interview questions that I've had several of ADs give to me, and then I have the answers to them. And what do I mean by the answers? It's kind of how it should fall. Things that, here's a specific question you're being asked. Here's how you should follow up with it. And then I have this long, stretch. And all this, the people that are watching on YouTube can kind of see possible interview questions. There's a ton of them. I don't remember exactly how many pages it is. I'm out on Lanai right now, so it's taking a little time to load here. But there's tons of, let's see if I can find it down here. Oh, here, possible interview questions. So I think there are four pages of these. This is, here's the interview questions. And then I've got answers to these. Briefly touch upon your offensive and defensive philosophies, those kind of things. How are you going to handle an upset parent? And then I have just a long list of, I don't even know if it's up to 100 at this point. I have 65 listed on here, but I think it's more than 65 at this point, of different questions that they could possibly come up. So what's nice is, to have answers to those questions, but then to also have some questions for the people that are interviewing you. How do we handle winter break with our student athletes? What do we do with a really upset parent? Is there a chain of command? What happens if they come to you? How do you deal with it? So you can kind of get a sense of how the community and how everything is. So here's questions. What's your philosophy of coaching and relationship and education? How do you deal with multiple sport athletes? Blah, 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 blah. You name it. It's probably in this list. You can see I'm just kind of scrolling through all these. And I'm going to add to these. It's only at 65 right now, but I've got hundreds of possible basketball interview questions that could come your way. So take a look. I will put these in the show notes down below. People that are watching YouTube, this is kind of a small little sneak. I'm gonna scroll over here, and I'm gonna show you a couple things. This is just the interview questions that we have within our Teach Hoops community. We have mini lessons every week. We have hours and hours of forms. We have audio lessons. You name it, it's in there. So. Go over and check it out, teachhoops.com, for coaches who want to get better. And either if you're listening to the podcast or you are watching this on YouTube, go down, look in the, I will put all this stuff down in the show notes. I'll put a link, click on that link, and you'll get everything you need. You'll get kind of the generic, what I talked about as far as preparing for the interview, and then a practice interview with answers, and then just a generic set of questions that I think will help you get that job. And if you do, let's play. No, just kidding. But anyway, I hope it helps. If you have any questions, let me know. It's steve@teachhoops.com for coaches. That's my email address. I was going to do my tagline there, but steve@teachhoops.com. Email me and let me know if you have any questions. All right. Make sure you get a good night's sleep and make sure you're at work on Tuesday. I know the games tend to go late, especially if you're on the East Coast of the U.S. And next week, we're going to get back to interviewing coaches. If you know of anybody that would want to be interviewed, anybody you think would be great that you could connect me with, we would love to do that. In the spring and the summer is when I tend to do a lot of my interviewing, so that when I'm in the busy part of my season, I can do these kind of podcasts, but I don't necessarily have to sit down and, interviews take a long time, not only the prep, but then the actual interviewing, the editing, and all that kind of stuff. So if you have anybody that you think would be helpful, that would be great. And if you're liking these, if you love this podcast, please go down and subscribe and like and leave a review. We would really appreciate that. Have a great week, everybody. Hope it's getting warm where you're living. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I'm going to invite you to go back over and re-listen to this. This was a really good one. This podcast was brought to you by the people over at teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Whether you're starting out and you're a successful coach, or you're one that is coaching your kids' team, or you're just looking for direction, our on-demand videos, our monthly office hours, which if you listened to last week, you could hear about our exclusive community, our one-on-one teaching. I don't think you'll be disappointed. As a valued listener, and I don't do this often. If you want to give it a look, it's a 7-day free trial. If you use coupon code SAVE10, it'll save 10% on the lifetime of your membership. Again, we don't do that often. We just raise prices because I have to start hiring people to kind of help me out, and it's becoming a little overwhelming, which is good because I love that everyone's involved. But go check us out over at www.teachhoops.com. Have a great day. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. If you did, go over and leave a 5-star review. If you didn't, turn your iPhone or whatever you're listening to the podcast off. But no, go over and check out teachhoops.com too. If you want to give back a little bit, if you want to join our community, if you want to become a better coach, if you want to find the nuances of this great game, if you want to delve into this brain of 30 plus years of coaching, go over and check it out, and we'll help you through this great journey. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.